Hey friends, how are you? And welcome. I'm trying to keep it quiet here because it's 4:30 in the morning right now, and we are here live filming another edition of the Danny Morrell Show. This is an interesting one, a special one, because I've got my great friend, Mr. Cirilo Ortiz, who not only is an incredible transformation story in and of himself, but we felt like, you know, we couldn't do this show if we didn't do it the right way.
Right, correct.
At 4:30 in the morning, out for a run, enjoying a great day, showing you guys what we do on a daily basis. Sometimes we're in my home gym, sometimes we go for a run, we keep it interesting. But today is gonna be all about showing people the incredible power
Absolutely.
Of waking up early and getting their day started. What would you have to say about that?
Absolutely, it's the first thing we do, is it's our first big win in the morning.
Yes.
And so it gets us motivated, gets us charged up. So definitely excited about this.
Awesome. So are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
We're going to go for a run?
Let's go for a run.
We'll come back. What are we going to do? 2 miles?
We're going to do 6.5.
Oh my God.
Yes.
All right. So that's what we're going to go do. And then we're going to come back and talk to you guys a little bit about how to get your own morning momentum, your own 4:30 crew started. Sounds
yes,
great?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Let's rock and roll. Let's
This is a beautiful morning, as you can see. This is why I love running right here.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that beautiful view. The moon is out, guys. Stars are out. And guess who's not out? Who's not out is the people that have a tough time understanding the power of starting your morning the right way. The discipline behind it, the benefits of it. And that's what this video is about, is to encourage all of you guys.
You know what? You're bringing up people who are not up. I was once there.
You were, right?
I was there, not waking up. And, you know, thinking about waking up and working out. And for about, years I was thinking about that. Never really stepped up and made a decision.
Yeah.
To wake up until, you know, I met Danny. I set up an accountability to wake up and show up. And when that happened, it literally changed my life dramatically.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Cirilo, I want you guys to get that freeway over there if you can. It's something that we think about every morning. There's hundreds of thousands of people on the freeway this early, quite frankly, because they're forced to. They have to get somewhere at a certain amount of time. And if you're a small business owner, if you're an independent salesperson, an independent contractor, you gotta realize, guys, that if they can do it, look at all those people. All those people, I see all those people on the freeway every day.
Every day.
Every single day. If they can do it, you can do it as well. They're only doing it because they don't have the option to not do it.
Exactly. They're accountable to their job.
Bingo.
They're accountable to their family,
right,
to their bills, unfortunately. And we're lucky and blessed that we are building our dreams and our future and our health. Right here, right now, is for our health, but definitely for our future.
It's like the way I like to see it is, you know, we got into business to have freedom.
Yes.
And then, unfortunately, due to a lack of, I don't even want to call it discipline, I think it's a lack of clarity, a lack of understanding, we abuse that freedom.
And freedom is not working. Freedom is working your dreams and your goals.
On your pace.
On your pace.
Yeah.
So that's amazing.
I mean, how could you get better than this? Look at this. Look at this. We just beat the universe at waking up.
Yes.
It's the first victory of the day.
Big time.
So, Cirilo, I gotta ask you, you know, prior to, I guess, getting involved with us, right?
Uh-huh.
What was your morning like then?
And by the way, are we running at a fast enough pace? We're okay?
We're good right now.
All right. We're gonna pick up right now.
Okay.
My regular routine was to wake up whenever I wanted to, and that would be between 9 till 11, depending, you know what I mean?
Right.
No structure.
Right.
In the morning.
Right.
Just whatever I did wanted to.
Okay.
And of course,
keep going, Jacob.
I wanted to, you know, wake up late, so no structure, no discipline.
Right.
And but in the back of my mind,
right,
was to wake up early.
You knew.
I knew through listening to audiobooks.
Yeah.
Listening to winners is that they got started early.
Right.
To get the day right.
Yeah.
And for me now, getting the day right is the morning routine, the morning ritual.
Right.
And it's not about work. It's about how you develop yourself.
Right.
Your mindset.
Absolutely. I mean, this is where you win. The
huge victory.
The day is won right here.
Right here.
Yeah. You know, the way I like to think of it, Cirilo, is in our business, there's enough emotional ups and downs we have to go through.
Ooh, there's times.
There's deals that don't work out. I mean, that goes the same for any business. Any small business owner has to go through emotional ups and downs. Why not give your mind and your body the best chance possible at winning at that battle, which is the battle of being an entrepreneur?
Yes.
Would you agree?
I agree 100%. What we're doing right now is clearing the lungs, clearing the mind, and clearing the spirit to be forward.
Yep.
That's why I decided to love running. Well, I love running because it gives me that willpower.
Yep.
To go an extra mile, so to push harder,
yep.
To be clear,
yep.
And not surrender to my thoughts. Why am I running for? What for?
Right.
Well, you don't need to go that far.
Right.
But you push yourself.
Right.
Just like anything in your life, you're gonna have to push yourself.
Yeah.
So this is the first win to push myself
for the rest of the day.
For the rest of the day.
I love it. And you know, Cirilo, I gotta commend you because you hold me accountable. You help me. And you know, guys, I want to be clear with this. That's the beauty of community.
Yes.
That's the beauty of brotherhood, of sisterhood, is when you remove the ego, people, too much ego in business. Everybody thinks because they make a little money that they don't need help, that they don't need coaching, that they don't need training. And I gotta be honest, this guy here, every morning,
good morning.
This guy here every morning arrives at my house, whether I like it or not.
Morning.
All right.
Yes. We got runners already.
We got runners out here.
We got winners.
That's right. And that's accountability for me. That's, I don't know if you see this, my man, but that's a way that you're helping me now, you know?
No, you know,
and we're helping each other.
Absolutely, for me. Because it's you, most important, I graduated to get to here.
Yeah.
That's how I see it.
Yeah.
I've been working out, getting up 4:30, and it's been accountable. I mean, I had to suffer a pain if I didn't show up.
Right.
This one is different. This one with you, it's an enlightenment that has to happen no matter what.
For you to grow.
For me to grow.
Yeah, I got you.
So it's a win-win situation.
Yeah.
Because I have the pleasure to work out with you.
Yeah.
And knowing where you're going, and knowing that I need to surround myself with the winners.
Yeah.
Why not surround myself with the best and the elite?
Yeah.
And I believe you are.
I got you. I appreciate that. So tell me this.
Yes.
Some sort of a switch kind of flipped for you to go from waking up at 9:10 in the morning. By the way, you were a lot heavier back then.
Yes, big time.
I remember that old version.
Yes.
We should probably include a picture of that on this video, by the way.
Big time, we will.
As a matter of fact, you're seeing it now. How much did you used to weigh?
I was like 240, 250.
Aye, aye, aye.
Yes. Solid fat.
That's a lot.
That was heavy.
So that wasn't big boned.
No.
That was
big
masa.
Big gut. too much champurrado. But you know, now I'm at 210, but solid. Yeah, endurance forever.
Yes,
I could go. I could go anywhere now.
Yes.
If I say let's go up those hills, I'll go do it.
I know you could. Please don't say that though.
Yeah. I don't want to say it because you know once I
once
say
you
it,
say it, you got to do it.
You got to do it.
Yeah.
It's not today though.
Yeah.
But it's a strong will that I have, and we gotta take the now even thinking about it just by saying that I gotta take that through all my life.
That's right.
My marriage.
That's right.
My business. My kids.
That's right.
Strong will to push.
Absolutely.
So I'm excited. I'm fired up, guys.
I love it.
And most importantly, I don't hang around with people who start talking about their...
Well, hold on. It's so funny that you say that. Please listen to me. This is the power. If there's anything you get from this episode, get this. This is the power of who you surround yourself with.
Yeah.
And of the talk that you allow in your head. As you're saying those words, in my head I was thinking, oh man, I feel pain. It started to infiltrate.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to be careful, guys. You got to be careful with who you allow in your life.
Very important.
Very important.
Hey friends, how are you? And now we're back at our house. We just got done with our run. For those of you joining us from the Relentless Movement, we just went on a long 7-mile run. We actually got some filming done.
Yes, we did.
And this is, I guess, probably the most important part of the podcast, Cirilo, is really understanding how your ability to get up early every morning has had an impact on your business, on your life. Let's start with this. I know that we spoke a little bit on the run about the fact that you used to get up at 9, 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
And something clicked, and you obviously started getting up earlier.
Correct.
How did it start for you?
It started, of course, in the back of my mind, always wanting to get up early. And I read the books, and you know, all the books say, you know, start early, get up early, get your morning routine going. But you know, the habits that I had was, you know, sleep in late or go to bed late and then wake up late. So those were habitual habits I had.
Right.
And so I wanted to break it. And so what I did was I started an accountability. When I moved over here to Entero, we started an accountability with George Borda. And you know, we started at 6:30 at first.
Okay, I don't want to just show you guys that obviously we got up early. It's not about that. It's about trying to help all of you to slowly but surely start to wake up earlier. And you'll see the benefits of that in a second. But step number one is get some sort of accountability.
Get some sort of accountability. The desire to do it first.
Okay,
of course.
Step number one, the desire.
The desire to want to wake up. And then from there, set up an accountability. The time that you want to start, you know, I mean, if 4:30 is too much, then start at 6:30, whatever that is, but start.
Start with something.
Start with something.
Okay, great.
So 6:30 accountability, and you know, we say we want to do something and we don't do it, so our word is kind of weak. So we got to back it up with something tangible, something that's painful. And so we had a $500 if you didn't show up. So me and Borda set up an accountability for a check for $500. If we didn't show up, we get to cash it. So that was my pain for not showing up. If I didn't show up, it would get cashed. So.
And that pain, guys, just to make sure that we're all clear with this, that is there and necessary while you are breaking through the bad habits.
That is correct.
Right? Well, while you're breaking through the laziness of not getting up early. It's not about the money. And guys, for some of you guys, it could be, you know, I know some people start off, all right, if I don't show up, I owe you Starbucks.
Right.
Or I owe you coffee. Right, or I owe you lunch on me. Or, you know, whatever
something,
the case. Something to kind of get you past all the bad habits, right?
Right, right.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Because it was a strong habit for me, it had to be very painful. Because it, you know, when I started was I was what 36, 38, so I had strong habits waking up late. So
38 years.
30
worth.
Years waking up late. So it was a strong habit. So something strong had to be, the painful had to be strong also. So that's how I did it.
You know, I know a lot of people might have a difficult time with this subject.
Okay.
And I want to explain to you guys something. If you're okay with mediocre results, then you don't necessarily need to wake up any earlier than you're waking up right now.
Correct.
And here's what happens, especially for salespeople. Salespeople have this concept where they say, well, I don't wake up earlier, I'll just stay in the office later, which is great, but then you're sacrificing something. You're sacrificing time with your family later on. Or some people say, I'll just go to the gym a little bit later in the day. Yeah, but you're taking away time from your family that you could be using and utilizing with them. Would you agree?
I agree, but the biggest problem if you say you're going to do it in the evening is that if you get an appointment with your business, you're not going to show up. You're going to got to go take care of the business because that's going to produce a result financially, and you know that's the whole purpose of what we're doing. So
absolutely,
you're not going to go. So I know at 4:30, there's nothing to interrupt me. I got two new little kids, and I know for sure 4:30 they're asleep. The wife is asleep. You know they're at home, and nobody's going to call me at 4:30 and tell me, you know what, this and that, do this. It's all my time.
Your time.
Yes.
Okay. And by the way, I want to speak about the boys because this is something incredible. So, you know, I remember when I first met you. I remember, you know, in our relationship, we've gone through some tough times.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Gone through some clashing, yes. Some battles, you know.
Yes, absolutely.
But you hung in there the whole way. And there's something interesting. I mean, not only are you making more sales, making more money, I mean, everything is way better, but you're also making more babies.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, yes, what? Yes. What? Tell them that story. You guys have got to hear the story,
this,
you know.
This story is unique for us, you know. I mean, I've been married 22 years with my beautiful wife, Crystal. We have a beautiful daughter named Celicia. She's 22 years old. And, you know, I love kids. We always wanted kids. And you know, it just didn't happen. We had several miscarriages. We have nine.
Yeah.
Actually, we had nine miscarriages. And
that's a lot.
That's a lot. And, you know, for my wife go through that, she's a strong woman.
Heck yeah.
And to go through that so many times and feel that, it's very challenging. So we just we didn't give up. We still had in our back of minds hope, desire to have another kid, but we just let go. We no longer started, you know, going to the doctors, trying to figure out what was the problem, what was causing it. We just focused on each other.
Could you say that you kind of just released the stress a little bit?
We released the stress a lot. Not a little bit, a lot. We just said, you know what, if it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be. But what's crazy is one day we were shopping, and I saw a little suit. And, you know, my brand is purple, as you can see, guys. You'll start seeing some of my branding in the future even more. We saw a little suit with a little tie with the shirt, purple shirt. And we saw it. Me and my wife saw it together. You know what? We're going to get this for our grandchild. It's going to be emotional, but maybe our grandchildren. And so we picked it up and we took it home. And we just set it up in the closet. And then all of a sudden, after you know, being with Intero, started running, being in healthy shape, she got pregnant. And this time, the baby, you know, it was like sticking around like 2 months, 3 months, and we like
I remember. I remember.
I told my wife, just go to work, do your thing, eat the way you want to do it.
Yeah.
Just do it. If it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
And then we're like 4 months. Oh shoot, 4 months. Okay, that's good. Yeah, we've been here before, but you know, so we're like, okay, just keep going. And then 5 months, we're like, oh wow. And then the 6 months came, and the doctor says, hey, if anything does happen, we could save the baby. And then 7 months, 8 months, 9 months, and we're like, oh man, we're joyous.
Yeah,
it was a joyous situation. And ever since then we had back to back another baby.
Hold on. People, you gotta understand, this is 22 years of trying.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, your first son is born.
Yes.
I mean, how the heck did that feel?
It was.
I know how all of us felt for you.
Yes, yes.
I can't imagine how you guys felt. Like
it was phenomenal. It was a blessing to the family, to the whole family.
Yeah.
The whole family was just amazed from what we came from and where we're at right now. It's amazing.
And then, you didn't let her rest.
No. Oh shoot! The doctor said, "Hey, don't do nothing." And suddenly, she got pregnant again.
Like back to back.
Back to back.
Back to back.
3 months later, she was pregnant again, and we were in shock. We were like, no way.
Right.
I mean, not in a negative way, but more of like, what? Oh my God.
Right. How is this?
And came out very strong and healthy.
Yeah.
Both of them very strong and healthy kids. And I take the responsibility because I became more healthier. My life changed dramatically when I started running. I started deciding to be healthy. And I think that was the cornerstone, is for me being healthy.
Yeah.
That they're healthy and that we had them.
You know, Cirilo, it's funny you say that. And by the way, we got people watching us live. Yeah, you guys doing good out there? It's funny you say that, man, but, you know, in practically every video, every seminar, every class that I host, I talk about the fact that your outer world is a reflection of your inner world.
Correct.
You know, and people, you really got to get that. You really got to get that. Once you change what's happening up here and in here, what happens out here will change. You know, I mean, this is, the sun is rising behind us at, you know, whatever time in the morning it is. This is beautiful. This is right. Fantastic.
It's amazing.
You know? And I guess my question for you is, not only are you physically healthier, you lost 30 pounds?
Yeah, I lost 30 pounds.
But you're mentally, spiritually, you smile more. You're more, I mean, how has that transformation, I don't know, talk about that transformation, man, because it's...
It's been a process, you know what I mean? It's been a long process for me. It's been longer than, you know, sometimes we want our success to be quicker and faster. But, you know, for me, it's I'm on my journey.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So whatever the time frame is going to happen. And so I know I know that I'm in a journey, that I'm going to get somewhere. And just getting clear to that picture is going to be important. But it's been an amazing journey.
I'm gonna touch on something that I know you weren't ready for, but I mean, we're live, so we're gonna touch on it.
Let's do this.
I remember, you know, I think that we all have limiting beliefs.
Yes.
And I think that once you succumb to those limiting beliefs, what tends to happen is you, whether you realize it or not, you kind of give up on your possibility.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of give up on your belief in yourself. And thus, you wake up late and you don't earn as much and you don't connect with people and you don't push in your business. And, you know, your limiting beliefs kind of minimize what you feel is possible. And I remember we actually took a class together.
Mm-hmm.
We took a group of us to a class called Beyond Reasons.
Yes, I remember that class.
Which everybody in Empire, you're
got to go.
Don't worry, we're going to hook you guys up with that.
Beyond Reasons, for sure.
And I remember a moment that it was so crazy, but they had us draw a picture. Do you remember that?
Yes, I remember.
They had us draw a picture. I don't want to take away from the class, but they had us draw a picture of what we thought people thought of us or something like that.
Yes.
Something like that,
something
right?
Something like that, yeah.
And it was so crazy, Cirilo, that the way, like, God set it all up, but it started on this side of the room and you were like the last one to go.
Right.
I remember that. And you got up and you shared your picture. I hope you don't mind this. I think this is going to help a lot of people.
Yeah, absolutely.
What did you draw that day?
Recall me, because I ran out and blessed.
You don't remember? Oh my God,
around.
I will never forget that.
Remind me.
You drew that you had this thought that people thought that you weren't smart.
Okay, yes.
And that was this limiting belief that you had.
Yes.
This whole time.
Yes. And that one of my limited one was my thoughts is that, you know, because I didn't focus on school, I didn't focus on my education,
mm-hmm.
I didn't put it a priority, then I, you know, the way I speak, the way I write is not, you know, what I guess my thing is supposed to be, you know what I mean?
Right.
Which is, you know.
That's a lot of pressure to carry, by the way.
A lot of, it is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now, you know, you're hanging around with you, being, you sometimes you just say, you know, F it. You know what I mean? If I mess up, I mess up. I'm not perfect, you know, and so that's been a big transition in my life.
Yeah.
Is showing that, you know, there's people out there that don't have no education and they're killing it because their belief that is that it's possible.
Yes,
they can do it.
Absolutely.
And that's what been, that's been my growing.
Absolutely.
That's where the true growth is that. We could do anything, no matter what. And it was a big good example this morning with the run. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I remember, you know, 2-3 miles were so tough.
Yeah.
But I pushed that I couldn't do.
You don't
more.
Stop.
I
yeah.
don't stop.
Yeah.
And so that mindset is coming to the business, coming to the family, coming to all over my life.
Talk about two more questions.
Yes.
Talk about the impact you've now had on your family, because I stress this not only to our agents but to
all of our coaching clients in Empire, I talk about the fact that people are watching you. Mm-hmm. You know, your family is watching you, your nieces, your nephews, your sons, your daughters, they're watching, and whether you like this or not, I'm gonna put some pressure on you right now. They dictate, or they believe in their life, what is possible or not possible based on what they see you accomplish.
Yes.
And so talk to me about how you've been able to impact, especially like the kids in your life.
Yes.
Because I know you're really big on that.
Right, right. Well, you know, I've from what I've been doing and been posting and been showing, I get a lot of texts from the family. Hey, you know what? Thanks a lot for making that video. Thanks for, doing this. You know, Theo, I'm going to the gym this morning. And, hey, Theo, they check in. And so it's beautiful. You know what I mean? It's something that I definitely love. Also, a lot of people on my Facebook, majority of my Facebook people are starting to, they start to check in, do their morning routine, start working out. I start seeing that more in the feed of my Facebook feed. I see a lot of people, a lot of my family's members doing it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I know everybody wants to be healthy. Everybody wants to be in a good position or a good mental state when they're in health-wise. And they see somebody doing it and it says possible.
It encourages you.
It encourages them.
Right.
So it's good. I love it. I love it.
And finally, and this is big, guys, especially for all of us that are in business, which most of my followers are in business or aspire to be in business. Look, guys, at Relentless, when we hired Gary Vaynerchuk, what he said is true, is that, this is the means of communication for everybody nowadays.
Yes.
And if you're not using social media, and if you're not utilizing it to your best of your ability, and if you're not making videos, and the world isn't hearing from you, and I guarantee you they're hearing from somebody else.
Correct.
And you took that to heart, and you actually started doing something about it, right?
Yes.
And the ego doesn't want you to do that. The ego wants you to stay safe and not mess up and make mistakes and so forth and so on. What's that been like? Because now your brand, you're all over the place.
Yes, yes. Well, it's an experience. It's something, I've been wanting to do, but the ego, the my belief is, oh, don't do it because you're gonna mess up. And I do mess up a lot. I mess up a lot, but you know what?
So do I. Yeah.
I gotta keep going. I gotta build my brand. I gotta build my business. I gotta build my empire. For my boys and for my family. So no matter what, if you guys see me out there mess up, just send me a text, hey, correct me, and I'll fix it right away. So
we do that all the time.
Yeah, yeah. I get texts, hey, you know what, you did this, you did that. Sometimes like, oh shit, my
misspelled
heart
grammatical, whatever.
My grammar's poor, my everything, but you know what, I'm still gonna do it. I'm still gonna push it because I got a goal to accomplish. And so you see any mistakes out there, just say, send me a text and I'll fix it.
Yeah.
And I'll smile more too.
Yeah. I love it. Final thoughts. You know what's funny? This is the first time that I don't ask anybody about business, but your business is doing great.
My business is doing okay. And it's not great because, I realized just by my taxes that, I've been working part-time. By transitioning to a listing agent or to working with a lot of sellers, it gives me more time, and the time I put is I do put it in my family, and so.
So then your business is doing great.
It's doing amazing. But we're gonna make it better. So,
yeah.
One of the things I learned, Badani, is everything is good.
Yeah,
you
man.
You just gotta just progress it.
Just make it better.
Make
That's
it better.
It.
Yeah. So yes.
You know what? I'm gonna take a second. If there's anybody out there, by the way, if you're following me, go to facebook.com/groups/the Relentless Movement. We get a lot of insight in there. And most of the time, a lot of these podcasts will give them access to them before they even come out. Any questions out there for Cirilo? Do we have anything coming through right now? No, I think it's too early for people.
People are just waking up, right?
So
their coffee.
Final thoughts for you. Final thoughts for you.
Final thoughts.
Here's it. They're out there, they're having a hard time getting up early. They just saw this video. They saw us, at when it was dark, running in the street, and now they see us here, really as the sun is coming up, and they would like to start on that journey. And they're not here in Southern California with us. They're in Wichita, Kansas, or
Timbuktu, Egypt or something, you know.
Well, you know what? Just first thing is find yourself somebody that is accountable, somebody that you could show up with out there, a friend, family member, somebody at the gym that already working out, that has the strength or has the muscle already built up, and you just connect with them and ride with them with the 4:30, 5:30, whatever your time is. Start showing up. Post it on Facebook, post it on Instagram, show that you are doing it. You know, a lot of these memes, you know, they make jokes of people posting their workouts.
Right.
But it's a pride that you should have is to post because you're doing it.
When others
aren't. So just do it, get somebody accountable, make sure there's some consequence for not showing up because, you know, you sometimes say things and never do it. So if you have something accountable that, you know, that is there, you get it done. And read a lot of books. Read the book that Danny wrote, The
Resilience Roadmap.
Resilience Roadmap. That's a great book to start. There's a lot of books out there that I recommend, or there's a lot of books out there to read to get that mindset going.
Yeah. And here's my final thought for you guys. This guy is he's absolutely transformed his life. It's interesting. It's interesting. Claudia just mentioned that this weekend, because we saw the video of you making all the smiley faces, practicing on your smile. And she's like, "Oh my gosh, he looks like a new guy." And I'm gonna tell you guys something. There's short-term thinking and there's long-term thinking. You know, and sometimes when you're in business and when you're growing and when you're growing in relationships, we're so conditioned to think short term. We're so conditioned to think right now. We're so conditioned to think what's in it for me at this moment, you know?
Right.
And the best of the best, whether you think of the Steve Jobs in the world, when you think of the relationship, this is coming up because I just saw the show with Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine. Mm-hmm. The greatest, they find great people and they connect with those people and they stick around for a long time, because when you have short-term thinking, guys, it typically has to do with short-term income and short-term results.
Correct.
And as a result, you're always moving and shaking and finagling and looking and so forth and so on. And the thing I appreciate about you is that you have long-term thinking, man. You know, we talk about the goal.
Right.
We know you're going to open up an Intero where you know you're going to be a leader of an office. It's just, it's a process to get there.
Correct.
You know? And I'm just so proud to say, man, that I'm proud of you for just sticking through the process, because not too many can do that.
Right, right.
And as a result, I think you wake up happier than most people wake up.
Yes.
I really do. You know, and it's just because you have let go of that short-term thinking and you're thinking into the future.
You know what's crazy about when I did that video, that is the real me, though. My sister says, "Hey, there's Chilo," which is the real me. Uh-huh. I've been suppressing that guy for a while, but that's the real me. And so it's huge. It's a huge thing that I realized from what I've been growing. But that is the real me, is being just free. Just who cares?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that was a little glimpse of who I really am, I think.
I think that's how it is for everybody,
yes,
man.
I think we got to bring that out.
We got to bring that out, man. I think that there's the spirit and the ego.
Yes.
And I think that the ego is keeping you eating those bonbons late at night and waking up late, and you justify it in your head somehow. The real you wants to be free.
Mm-hmm.
And the real you wants to be incredible. The real you wants to be amazing. The real you wants to wake up early, beat the universe up, kick ass and take names and build an incredible business for you and your family.
Absolutely.
How do they connect with you?
They could go to Cirilo Ortiz. There's only one Cirilo Ortiz in Southern California in real estate. So Cirilo Ortiz. And you'll find me for sure. On Facebook.
And Instagram?
And Instagram. Look for the purple color and you'll find me.
Yep. And then if you guys want to connect with both of us, have any questions, would love to help you guys out, go to facebook.com/groups/ The Relentless Movement. And to join our list, to make sure that you get updates on all of these shows, just go to DannyMorrell.com. And where it says, you know, type in your name and you'll be on our email list and you'll get updated on a weekly basis of these shows. All right?
Absolutely.
That's it. Hey.
That's a wrap.
Look, it's 7:00.
Perfect.
People are barely getting up.
Yes.
We've been up for forever, man.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it.
All right. See you next week. Bye-bye.
See you guys.